This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Vaccinations for COVID-19 are underway in southeast Missouri. According to the COVID-19 dashboard released by the state of Missouri this week, over 10% of Cape County residents have received the first dose of the vaccine. That compares to 4.7% statewide. To learn more about how vaccine distribution is going in the area, I spoke with Maria Sudak Thursday morning. She is Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Southeast Health. I began by asking her what tier is being vaccinated right now and who is included in that group.
So right now we're in tier 1B, and what that includes is certainly any front-facing healthcare providers, first responders, and I think the biggest add most recently for the B level was the 65 and older with the recognized risk factors or predetermined health conditions.
So if people have questions about what tier they're in and what they might be able to get, when they might be able to get vaccinated, what's the best place to go to get that sort of information right now?
The absolutely best place would either be our website at Southeast Health. We have the CDC guidelines posted there. They could go to the CDC website, which it's pretty easy and front page forward-facing information where they have all of the tiers and what categories break into tiers. They could go to the Department of Health and Human Services website, or they can call our hotline number, and we can talk them through when we think maybe their tier is going to come up, or get them on a wait list and keep them updated when we move to the next tier.
And I think, isn't there a website where you can go to now to get on the waiting list?
Yes. Actually, if they go again to our website, southeasthealth.org, then there is a whole host of information around COVID and the tiers, and then there's a link where they can sign up.
Are there any questions that are you're seeing more of than another right now by folks who are just, you know, I'm sure you're getting a lot of questions from the general public. Is there anything that people are asking more than another question right now?
I think the biggest question is, when do I qualify for my vaccine? Honestly, that's what people want to know. And when are we moving to the next tier? There's not so much questions about anymore about safety, about testing. There's some about what the side effects might be. But honestly, the biggest question we're getting right now is, when can I get mine?
Is there anything that people need to know? Let's say they get on the waiting list, they've got their scheduled appointment. Is there anything they need to know before they go to get the vaccine? Any special considerations?
I would say not so much. I think that what they need to know and the information that they will get, because everyone does have to sign a consent to receive the vaccine. There is an information page that just talks about the vaccine, how it's made, what some of the side effects may be, which is very similar to the flu. It's really around your body reacting to that immune response. And so they may have an achy arm. They may have a slight low-grade fever, general aches, but that usually lasts about 24 hours. So that's a lot of the information that we're sharing and the questions that we get right now. Not so much anything that they need to know ahead of time. I think something that came up this morning is, if they're scheduled for surgery and qualified for the vaccine, they should have that conversation with their surgeon about which comes first.
Okay. So I read through some of the information, I guess the press release that you guys sent out, that Cape County is doing pretty well on the number of vaccinations that are happening so far as statewide. So yes. How many people have gotten vaccines now, and kind of what's the trend line look like for Cape County now?
Well, I mean, you can go to the dashboard, which the MHA has a dashboard, and it's COVID-19 dashboard, and you can get the specifics off of there. I can tell you that we at Southeast Health have administered over 8,000 vaccines, and we're looking by next week, after we get our next delivery, about 10,000 vaccines. And that's just not in our local community, because we cover the 10 county regions of Southeast Missouri. And so we've been, as far as, you know, we've gone down to Dexter, we've gone to Mo Delta, Madison Memorial, so, and then up towards Perry County, certainly Jackson and our local areas. So pretty much any place that we could reach out and give vaccine, we've done that.
Kind of give us a sense of demand and how much you have. Do you have enough vaccine to meet demand right now, and how often are you getting new shipments?
So we get new shipments. We always ask for the max that we can. So there's a max of how many vaccines you can receive. And typically, we get about 50 or 60% of our requests. And that's just because they continue to disperse vaccine across the nation. But I will tell you, none of it goes to waste. So yes, we have demand for all the vaccine we have, and I would anticipate that we would be really ramping up and receiving more vaccine with the new Biden administration, so anxiously waiting for that. But I think right now, as we hear on all of the local stations, there's more demand than there is vaccine.
And I guess the other thing I might ask is, I know there are more clinics in the pipeline. I guess mm-hmm. there are more coming up in February. Is that right?
Yes.
And information for that would be on your website, I'm guessing.
It is. And we schedule those once we actually get a tracking number for the vaccine, that numbers that we're going to receive. That's when we schedule, because we are pretty adamant about people having an appointment so we can manage social distancing, we can manage each person as an individual and get them their vaccine, make sure they understand, what they will be experiencing in the next 24 hours potentially, and keeping an eye on them for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes after the vaccine. And so the website and the link will take them to that scheduling module where they can get themselves scheduled.
And I guess we should remind people, so even after getting the vaccine, we should still be practicing social distancing,
please.
Right?
Please, I can't stress that enough. They still need to wash their hands, wear their mask, social distance, be respectful of other people that they are around. I mean, wearing a mask is a lot about protecting those that you're talking to as much as it is about protecting yourself. And I think that, I don't have exact numbers in front of me, but let's think about all of these precautions we've done for COVID, and we have not had a horrific flu season. And so it helps for a lot of reasons.
Is there anything else, Maria, that folks need to know or that we need to share with them?
I think I would love for you to share how excited that Southeast Health is and those who are giving the vaccine to be part of this. I mean, it's been an amazing experience. It's tremendous work and the team that have put this together to be able to receive the vaccine and then to distribute have done an amazing job of being organized and getting as many people through as we possibly can. And from a healthcare provider perspective, it's very rewarding to be able to serve the community in this way.
I've heard from a few people who have been to the clinics who said it was a well-oiled machine.
Yes.
And then it moved along and I'm sure a lot of planning and thought went into that process.
Yes. It makes someone like me, who's, in the background to some extent, just so proud. So proud. Every time I hear someone say that they went in, it was seamless. And thank you for being, being one of those pre-positioning sites. So it's been great.
Maria Sudak, Vice President and COO of Southeast Health, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We appreciate it very much.
Truly my pleasure. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. To see Missouri's COVID-19 dashboard, along with the latest vaccine updates, find out when you're eligible for the vaccine and more, you can visit mostopscovid.com. You can also learn more and get on the vaccine waiting list at sehealth.org. We'll post these links on our website as well. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.